old man owned that place. I think he from St. Kitts. Woman two. Oh, you know it's a shame. You know it is. Long shot. Steve makes his way through crowd. He does not have the basketball. He is walking, then trots as the camera pulls back. He is running as camera looks from high angle, and we can no longer distinguish Steve. We hear voiceover of women as above. Woman one. I'd move away from here, but there's no place to go. I wouldn't live in California. Woman two. California's a lot worse than Harlem. Woman one. But they say the weather is nice. Camera pans down the street, past playing kids in stores to a basketball that lies in the gutter.
In this flashback, Steve is holding a basketball as he listens to the women talk about the shooting. Apparently, what they say startles him so much that he drops the ball in the gutter and runs. That shot of the ball in the gutter is powerful. I'm thinking that the basketball could be a symbol for youth and innocence. That shot of it in the gutter could show how Steve is leaving boyhood games behind as the adult world of crime and punishment drags him away. Let's move on to the top of page 120.